Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. In this episode, I want to talk to you about Turkey. It's now been a full 12 months since Turkey decided to introduce a contrarian policy to deal with high inflation. So if you've been following the channel, you'll be aware that Turkey decided to start lowering interest rates to try to deal with high inflation. And that goes against generally accepted economic principles. Usually when you have high inflation, the recommended course of action is to increase interest rates, because increasing interest rates increases the cost of borrowing for new loans and any existing borrowers that don't have fixed rates. And by doing that, that reduces the amount of disposable income that individuals and companies have. And therefore, the logic is that that should reduce spending and demand and bring prices back down. But around 12 months ago, President Erdogan decided that he no longer agreed with that strategy, and he was going to take the opposite approach and start reducing rates. And in this video, I want to analyse exactly how successful that strategy has been, because I think a full 12-month period is long enough to establish whether or not this policy has worked. So in today's episode, I'll run you through exactly what's happened to interest rates. We'll have a look at inflation in Turkey and how that compares to other countries. We'll have a look at what's happened to the price of food in Turkey, because obviously that's really important to the citizens of Turkey. We'll look at what's happened to oil prices, where we are with regards to the trade deficit for the Turkish economy, and what the cost of a credit default swap for Turkish debt is right now. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary as to how successful I think this policy has been and what I think Turkey should do about it going forward. So before getting to all that, if I could ask you, as usual, to give me a thumbs up at some point during this video if you're enjoying the content. Please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters, so if you don't have time to watch the whole video, you can skip through things. If you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and Amazon links. This chart shows the movement in interest rates in Turkey over the last 5 years. And if we look at the situation from 2019 onwards, prior to the COVID pandemic, interest rates were at 24%, which is incredibly high. And then in line with the rest of the world, as the COVID lockdown started to kick in and business started to be effective, interest rates were reduced rapidly in Turkey and came down to a low of 8.25%. Now, as Turkey came out of the pandemic, rates started to be increased because inflation was still at high levels. And by September 21, the official rate of interest was sitting at 19%. On the 23rd of September 2021, the Turkish Central Bank announced that it was reducing the official rate of interest from 19% to 18%. Now, this was a big surprise to the markets because inflation was running at around 20% in Turkey at that time. And 20% is an extremely high level of inflation. If you follow the channel, you'll know that most countries have a target rate of somewhere around 2%. So 20% represents 10 times that level. And the Turkish Central Bank advised the markets that it was doing this because it no longer believed that increasing interest rates would solve high inflation. So they had decided to start reducing rates in order to bring down inflation. And this chart shows the detail of what's happened to interest rates over the last 12 months. And you can see that at the start of the period, there was a rapid reduction down to 14%. The rate was then held at 14% for a long period of time. And recently we saw another cut to 13%. This chart shows the movement in inflation in Turkey over the last 12 months. So if we look back to September 21, we can see that inflation was sitting at just below 20%. The 1% reduction in interest rates that was introduced at the end of September didn't have any major impact, and we saw the rate of inflation staying around the same level in October. But the rapid decrease in interest rates that was brought in at the end of 21 started to have a dramatic effect on inflation. And you can see that inflation jumped to 36% in December, 49% in January, 54% in February, 61% in March, 70% in April, 74% in May, 79% in June, and hit 80% in July and August. So the statement that the Turkish Central Bank made to the financial markets that it was going to reduce interest rates in order to tackle high levels of inflation and bring inflation down has obviously not been a success. You can see clearly from this chart that since interest rates started to be reduced in Turkey, inflation took off. 20% was already a high level of inflation. That's not sustainable for an economy. But where we are today at 80%, This is causing major problems now for Turkey and its economy. Let's take a moment to talk about the sponsor of today's video, Private Internet Access, which is the most transparent VPN provider in the world, with over 30 million downloads. Now, whenever I go onto the internet, I never do it without having a VPN. Because without a VPN to protect you, you leave yourself being exposed to spying, tracking, and people hacking your accounts. The Private Internet Access VPN is a powerful piece of software that protects your IP address and encrypts your internet connection, which means that nobody can spy on you or see what you're doing. So that's great from a security and privacy perspective, but it also offers you some really exciting entertainment options because it works with all of the main streaming platforms such as Netflix and Disney Plus, so you can access more content in the world. Private Internet Access has servers in more than 80 countries in the world and in every US state, which means that you can always count on a fast and reliable service. You can operate the service on up to 10 devices, and the company has a no-logs policy, so it does not store any of your data. You can sign up now for only $2.11 per month, and it comes with a no-risk 30-day money-back guarantee. This chart shows the movement of the Turkish lira against the US dollar over the last 12 months, and this chart shows a huge devaluation in the Turkish lira over the last year. 12 months ago, one US dollar equated to around 8.7 Turkish lira. Today, the exchange rate is above 18 lira, which means that the value of the lira has halved over the last year. And because Turkey is a net importer, it imports large quantities of fuel and food. And those commodities are traded in the international markets, predominantly in US dollars. So the fact that the lira has halved in value means that in relative terms, all of those items are now twice as expensive from a Turkish consumer's point of view. And that calculation does not include any movements in the actual price of oil and food, which obviously have gone up quite significantly over the last 6 months or so as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Now, when I've talked about the relative value of the Turkish lira against the US dollar previously, some comments have been posted rightly stating that the US dollar has strengthened against every currency in the world. So if you show any chart against the US dollar, it's likely to have seen a deterioration. And there is an element of truth in that. But let's have a look at how the performance of the Turkish lira over the last 12 months compares to other international currencies. This table shows the performance of the emerging market countries' currencies against the US dollar over the last 12 months. And you can see that the Turkish lira is the single worst performing currency out of any of these countries. As we've just discussed, the Turkish lira has fallen by 54% against the US dollar. The next worst performers are Ghana with a 39% fall, Argentina with a 30% fall, Ukraine 27%, Hungary 26%, Poland 19%, Egypt 18%, South Africa 16%, Colombia 16%, Chile, Romania and the Czech Republic, who all saw a 13% fall, and the Philippines and Thailand both saw a 12% fall. A couple of other notable countries that I'll pick out are India that saw an 8% fall and China who saw a 6% fall. So what this table tells us is that it's not the relative strength of the US dollar that's caused a major fall in the value of the Turkish lira. It's what's going on in Turkey and the Turkish economy that's driving this performance. And Turkey is by far the worst performing currency out of any of these countries. And that performance has a direct link to the economic policies that are being followed in the country right now. The price of food is a really important metric for all economies because the poorest members of society spend a larger percentage of their income on food, and any movement in the price of food has a disproportionate impact on those people because they can't afford to keep paying higher and higher prices because they generally don't have large savings and they don't have any headroom. So when you see big increases in food prices, it means that the poorest members of your society will generally be able to afford to buy less food. This chart plots the movement in the price of food in Turkey over the last 12 months. That's the red line that you can see at the top of the chart. The movement in consumer prices in Turkey, that's the yellow line. And the movement in the price of food as measured by the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization. So this is basically the average price of food globally. So if we start with the blue line first, the average price of food across the world has increased by 31% over the last 12 months. And this has been driven by two main factors. 2021 was still impacted heavily by the COVID-19 pandemic. So during 2021, we saw a general reduction in the supply of food. And then as we came out of the COVID-19 pandemic, we saw a huge increase in demand all across the world. So we had a combination of increased demand with limited supply, and that drove up prices through to the end of 2021. At the start of 2022, prices started to come back down. However, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has caused a global food supply crisis, and we've seen the price of food increase materially over the last 6 months. And a 31% increase year on year is material and a major problem for a lot of poorer countries around the world. Because as we just discussed, if you've got a limited budget, it is very difficult to be able to afford a 31% increase in food prices. If we now look at the yellow line, this shows inflation in Turkey. So this is the movement in average prices over the last 12 months. And as we just discussed, it's gone up by around 80%. But one of the biggest concerns for Turkey is the movement in food prices, because food prices have gone up by 90% over the last 12 months. And if we look at the movement in the price of food versus average prices in Turkey, you can see that up until around March, the two lines were moving in parallel. Food prices were actually increasing at a higher level than average prices. But after March, you can see that there's been a divergence of the two lines, and food prices have started increasing at a faster rate. And when you compare what's happened to food prices in Turkey to the general price of food around the world, the price of food is increasing 3 times faster in Turkey than it is everywhere else. And that's partly driven by the fact that Turkey is importing a lot of food, so it's having to pay the international prices, and the international prices have all gone up because of the Ukraine war, and partly because the value of the lira has fallen by 50%. So the combination of those two factors is driving the extremely high level of food price inflation in Turkey. And when you look at the overall summary here, a 90% increase in food prices is really quite concerning. On average, poorer families will spend between 60% and 100% of their income on food. Now, obviously, if prices go up by 90%, if you're spending anything like 60 or 70% of your budget on food, you won't be able to double your budget. You will therefore have to cut back on the amount of food that you're buying. So food price inflation of 90% is causing major problems in Turkey right now. This chart plots the movement in the price of oil over the last 12 months in a number of different countries. The blue line at the top of this chart is Turkey. The orange line is South Africa. The green line is India. The pink line is Brazil. And the red line is the USA. So the first thing that this chart shows us is that over the last 12 months, the price of oil in Turkey has increased by 170%. Now, to put this into perspective, 100% increase in prices would represent a doubling in price. So 170% increase means that prices have almost increased 3 times since this time last year in Turkey. Now, clearly, that is a major issue for a country like Turkey that is a net importer of oil. It needs to import oil and other energy products, firstly, to feed its own domestic market, secondly, to supply industry in Turkey, and thirdly, it needs associated energy products such as gas to produce electricity. So Turkey is entirely dependent on these imports. And an increase of 170% in price is having a crippling impact on the Turkish economy. Firstly, because it's driving inflation. And secondly, because it's running down the currency reserves that Turkey has, because it's having to pay for all of these imports in US dollars and euros predominantly. And therefore, it needs all of that currency to be able to buy it. And as I've discussed in other videos, the fact that the Turkish central bank does not have sufficient reserves has meant that it's had to divert most of its currency reserves to buying energy. And therefore, it hasn't been able to support the Turkish lira in the international currency markets. And that's one of the reasons why the lira has fallen over the last 12 months. Now, if we look at the relative performance for the other countries that are plotted on this chart, South Africa has seen a 48% increase in oil prices over the last 12 months. India has seen a 34% increase, Brazil a 25% increase, and the USA 23%. And those countries are an interesting comparison because South Africa, Brazil, and India are all importing large amounts of oil. So these countries have been affected by the movement in international oil prices, but you can see that the impact on Turkey has been significantly greater. And the main reason for that has been the deterioration in the value of the lira. because the international market for oil is benchmarked against dollar. And we looked at the movement of the dollar against the lira earlier. As we've discussed, Turkey is a net importer, which means that the value of the goods that it's buying in is more than the value of all of the goods that it's selling to the rest of the world. And the problem that you have if you're a net importer is that you can start building up a large trade deficit. And if you think about this in very simple terms, if you spend more than you earn, then the money in your checking account will start to go down and you may actually go into overdraft. You may owe the bank some money. And that's exactly what we're talking about with a trade deficit. It means that a country is building up more debt. And this chart plots Turkey's trade deficit over the last 12 months. The yellow section measures the actual value of the deficit and is marked against the index on the right-hand side in tens of billions of US dollars. And the blue line plots the exchange rate between the Turkish lira and the US dollar and is marked against the chart on the left-hand side. And the overall summary on this chart is that the trade deficit has surged by around 150% year on year and is now sitting at around $11 billion compared to $4.3 billion in August 2021. And the dotted line on this chart over on the right-hand side shows the point when the Turkish Central Bank decided to start reducing interest rates to try to tackle the high levels of inflation. And you can see that since that point forward, we have seen a huge increase in the trade deficit in Turkey. And there's almost an exact correlation between the fall in the value of the lira, which is plotted on the blue line. So as that rises sharply, that indicates that the lira is falling in value. And the increase in the trade deficit, which is obviously the orange section, which has increased dramatically since interest rates have been reduced. So this is a really good visual representation of the negative impact on the Turkish economy that those interest rate reductions have had. And of course, the concern here is if we extrapolate forward, if the position keeps getting worse at the current rate, then Turkey is going to run out of cash at some point very soon. The Turkish Central Bank has issued a variety of international bonds. And if you're a holder of those bonds and you're concerned about the credit risk of Turkey, you can take out what's known as a credit default swap, which basically means that you can offload the risk of that bond to somebody else. And in the event of Turkey not paying you, so they default on the payment, you can call on the party that you've bought the credit default swap from and they will give you that money. So it's essentially an insurance policy against something going wrong. And this chart plots the movement in the price of a credit default swap for Turkey over the last 12 months. And this is shown by the orange line at the top of this chart. And this shows that the price of a credit default swap for Turkey has doubled over the last year. Now, as with the previous chart, there is a dotted line here which shows the point when the Turkish Central Bank started to decrease interest rates. And you can see that since that point forward, there has been a material rise in the cost of the credit default swap. At the time when the interest rates started to be reduced, the price of a credit default swap was around 400 basis points. Today, the price of that same swap is closer to 800 basis points. And that significant movement in price tells us that the international markets are now more concerned about the risk of Turkey defaulting than they were this time last year. Now, as a comparison, this chart also includes the movement in the price of credit default swaps for Brazil, which is the dark blue line, and South Africa, which is the green line. And these two charts have been moving in tandem together. And over the last 12 months, there has been a slight increase in the cost of the credit default swaps, but nowhere near the level of the Turkish credit default swaps. If you want to insure your risk against Brazil or South Africa at the moment, it will cost you around about 250 basis points. The same insurance for Turkey will cost you around three times that. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because I think it's interesting to look at what's actually happened in Turkey since the central bank started reducing interest rates. Because when they did that, there was outcry from all of the international markets. Nobody believed that what they were doing was going to work. But the Turkish Central Bank said, we think we know better. We're going to do it and let's see what happens. Well, what has happened over the last 12 months is that the situation in Turkey has got significantly worse than it was last year. 20% inflation is high and isn't something that an economy can manage for a long period of time. But as a direct result of reducing those rates, inflation has now skyrocketed to 80%, which is an absolute disaster from Turkey's perspective. But it's not just about inflation. The knock-on impact of that increase in inflation has also driven down the value of the Turkish lira. So we've seen the value of the lira more than halve over the last 12 months. And that is a major problem for a country like Turkey because they're a net importer. They're having to buy in large amounts of oil and gas and food. And the massive devaluation of the lira means that all of those things are now twice as expensive than they were this time last year. But to make matters worse, Russia's invasion of Ukraine has driven up the market prices of all of those commodities as well. So that's why we've seen such a marked movement in the inflation rates in Turkey. And the problem that Turkey has right now is, where do they go from here? Interest rates were held at 14% for a long period of time, and it was expected that Turkey may reevaluate their decision and start to push rates up. The vast majority of countries in the world at the moment are increasing interest rates to try to tackle inflation. And we thought that Turkey may join that party. However, it was announced around a month ago that they decided to reduce rates further to 13%. And that was a shock to the market because the evidence of what's happened over the last 12 months tells us in no uncertain terms that this policy is not working. All of the data that we've just run through in this video shows you that Turkey is performing much worse than all of the other comparable countries. The Turkish lira is the worst performing currency in the world. The price of food in Turkey has increased by around 3 times the global price of food. The price of oil has increased by around 3 times the market rate, and credit default swaps for Turkey are around 3 times more expensive than for comparable countries. So that tells us that these policies aren't working and the international markets are very concerned about what Turkey is doing. So it would make real sense for the Turkish central bank to reevaluate where they are right now and start to think about a different strategy. But that doesn't seem to be happening. They've reduced rates recently. They may well reduce rates again. So there is a real possibility that inflation could get up to 100% in Turkey. In fact, if you've been following the channel, you'll know that there's a lot of discussion in the market as to whether or not the rates that we're seeing reflect the actual prices in Turkey. Inflation could actually be higher than 80% right now. And as I've discussed before, one of the implications of this for Turkey is that they're seeing a high level of dollarization. So a lot of people are now using euros and dollars rather than a Turkish lira because they're losing confidence in the lira. If you've got a currency that's halving in value every 12 months, then you don't really want to be sitting holding a lot of that because this time next year, you'll be able to buy half the amount of things that you can buy today. And as we saw earlier, the trade deficit is getting wider and wider in Turkey. And at some point, they will have a cash crisis. Now, you may be aware that President Erdogan and President Putin of Russia met up recently and declared that they wanted to do more cooperation. They wanted to do more business. And we've just heard that around 25% of all gas that's being purchased by Turkey from Russia will be paid for now in Russian rubles rather than US dollars. So we're starting to see changes in the way Turkey is doing business. And this will really be interesting going forward because Turkey's a member of NATO. And if it starts to get too close to Russia, then we may well see that position coming to a head and NATO starting to ask Turkey whether they're siding with Russia or NATO. But the bigger picture here is that Turkey is in crisis right now and it will need an injection of cash at some point in the near future. And where that comes from, we don't know at this point. So as I said, I wanted to post this video because I think it's interesting to see the evidence of exactly what's happened over the last 12 months to prove whether or not this contrarian strategy was actually working. And I think the general summary is that it hasn't worked, it isn't working, and it looks like Turkey should reevaluate and change their policies as soon as possible. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's episode, you've found it interesting, educational and thought-provoking. If you've liked what I've said, then please give me a thumbs up and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.